Johnson's collaborations with younger musicians, particularly the White Dixielanders, really got rolling by the mid-40s. Johnson was collaborating with the Condon Gang, Pee Wee Russell, Tea Garden, Bud Freeman, that crowd.
Yes.
He was being invited on to radio shows like Rudy Blesch, This Is Jazz.
Right, and as well as doing Eddie Condon's town hall concerts.
I think the Yank Lawson Jazz Band is another example of this.
One of Johnson's best band recordings from this era was done in 1943.
And it's When I Grow Too Old to Dream, which is, I think, a terrific and not that well appreciated tune.
Right, by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Thank you.
I know that you know the Rod Class Quartet. What can you tell us about that 1944 recording of Johnson?
This was a small group, and it was around the time that Johnson was playing intermission piano at a club called the Pied Piper in Greenwich Village. It was active for less than a year, but featured Johnson as the intermission pianist with a group that included the trumpeter Max Kaminsky, the clarinetist Rod Kless, Willie the Lion Smith was the band pianist.
In these programs, we've been sharing the symphonic music, the piano stride, the band jazz, the American standards that all came from this remarkable and fertile mind of James P. Johnson. What have we discovered in the big picture of where Johnson fits into American music?
Again, any jazz pianist active today can trace his lineage back to James P. Johnson. He was the pianist who was most responsible for the evolution of ragtime into jazz piano. And the rhythmic devices and riffs and swing that Johnson introduced into the music still exist today. Johnson is coming from a jazz tradition, and with his continuing education in the 1930s and 40s in the realm of classical music, was trying to leave his own distinctive brand on classical music from the jazz tradition. And in the 1940s, we see him increasingly in the setting of, again, White Dixieland jazz and the concerts promoted by people like John Hammond and Rudy Blesch.
To conclude, we have a studio recording of James P. Johnson with Eddie Condon.
This is from 1946 and features Johnson in four wonderful solo choruses. And it's a terrific way to conclude this hour.
Mark Borowski, thank you so much for deepening our understanding and for your work with the James P. Johnson Foundation.
Dave, it's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.